Welcome to TSN, the Reporters Podcast. I'm Dave Hodge with Dave Naylor, Michael Farber, and Steve Simmons to talk about the end of a successful Montreal Canadiens season and to look ahead at next season. Will the Habs pick up where they left off this season? Is this a legitimate Stanley Cup contender this year or next or any year, Michael?
I don't think they are a legitimate Cup contender. Might they become a team that can get to a Cup? Yeah, but if you look at what we've seen coming out of the Western Conference, the Canadiens don't measure up yet.
But the Eastern Conference is a whole different animal. And I think when you look forward with the Montreal Canadiens, you start with Carey Price. And that means for the next 5 years or 7 years or however long it's going to be, they have a top five goalie. And they have a top five goalie in the NHL, which can take you places. So you add P.K. Subban to that on the assumption that he signs. And you build around those two guys, I think this will be a good team for a long time.
Yeah, pretty safe assumption he's going to sign, just matter what the dollars are going to be on that contract. Well, look, I think if you look at Montreal, it's tough to build your team through free agency. It's tough to build your team through trades. The only way you can build your team in the NHL for the long term is with draft picks. And these Canadians are still young. They don't have to make massive overhauls to this team or additions. I think there's going to be a lot of progress just through the maturity of players like Galchenyuk, like Subban, who's still young, 25 years old. Carey Price is still fairly young. So I see the core of this team set up to get better over the next couple of seasons.
Should they have done better this year?
No, I think they pretty much maxed out. I mean, beating Boston was their Stanley Cup in a way, which I think hurt them against the Rangers because their minds were elsewhere when the third round started. But I think they did as well as they could with their talent. And you mentioned Galchenyuk, Dave, and I think he is the key here. I mean, he has to move into the middle, and he has to be one of those big, good young forwards who add something to a team that still needs to get bigger.
Look at the LA Kings as a model. They have the number one defenseman in, you know, on their team, Drew Doughty, you know, top guy in the NHL, or, you know, certainly top three guy in the NHL. They have Jonathan Quick, a top five goaltender, and they have those big, strong centers. And you have that group, and you can build anything around them and succeed. That's why Galchenyuk is so important to the future. He is a big guy. He can play center. He is skilled, clearly. He's only 20 years old. Like, I think they have the center. They have the A defenseman. They have the A goalie. It's a nice way to go forward.
Yeah, Galchenyuk and Subban are not only two of their best young players, but they're also two of their bigger players. And this Hab small player problem goes back to the Oleg Petrov days. I mean, really, Saku, Koivu. The Habs have been characterized by small centers for about 15 years, and it's been a constant conversation about the team. How do they get bigger? If they are going to compete with the West, again, match up well with Boston, who we presume is going to play the same style of hockey over the next several years, adding some size, particularly on the up front, I think is a priority for Montreal.
I think going forward, you've got the natural optimism that comes from what they did this year and the danger of making those expectations too high, because I think you could look at this team either way. Great future, or don't get too excited based on what you saw this year, because it isn't necessarily going to last.
Yeah, that's how I see it.
Yeah.
I still think there are two special players right now, the goalie and the defenseman. Beyond that, there was a 39-goal scorer in Pacioretty, whom we haven't mentioned to this point. There are some pieces there. There's some leadership we've seen from Marc Bergevin that's intriguing, most of the moves that he has made as well. There's some cap space. But do you look at this team and you see the players like, say, L.A. and the wingers they can throw in and Pearson and Toffoli and guys that have developed there? I don't see those pieces. Some are coming on the back end. I think Nathan Beaulieu is going to be a good offensive defenseman, a little bit like Gardner in Toronto. You see those pieces. But is this a team ready to win a Stanley Cup?
Here's the importance of Pacioretty, and I'll use your L.A. comparison. So the Kings have, as we know, Kopitar. They have Carter. They have Justin Williams. And they have Marion Gaborik, for now. All can score. The Canadians have Pacioretty. Presumably Thomas Vanek won't be there to score. And he didn't score enough, which is one of the reasons he won't be there. But the pressure on Pacioretty to be a big-time scorer is very important, because, yes, Galchenyuk is coming and Gallagher scores and Lars Eller is Lars Eller, but Pacioretty has to be as good as he has been and better, right?
It's almost too much to ask of him, I think. You know, he scored, 39
goals?
That's, I think that's a max. I think that's the high you're going to see for him.
That'd be okay.
He's not going to be.
That's
all right. He's not going to be a 45 goal scorer. He's not going to take that next step. So they're going to need guys to slip in 15 here, 17 here, those kind of things. And I think almost the most important thing going forward with the Montreal Canadiens comes down to the shelf life of Michel Therrien, because how long this guy is a coach who irritates his players.
As opposed to, what, 27 other
well,
coaches?
Well, there's levels of irritation. There's this level, and then there's the Therrien level. It's a different level. And I wonder how much shelf life does he have comparatively, and how long can he go in the job?
By winning his Dustin Tokarski gamble, which I think we agree mm-hmm. he did, how much does that help him?
Look, I think he played a lot of hunches this season and during these playoffs, and most of them paid off. But Tokarski was the biggest. I mean, I remember the day that Carey Price was out, we're all thinking, wow, how's Peter Budaj going to respond? I mean, there was no debate. And then all of a sudden, it's Tokarski. I think the majority of people would have been risk-averse and not taken that decision. And absolutely, of all the reasons the Canadiens didn't get past the New York Rangers, goaltending isn't on it.
Well, they had seen enough of Budaj to know he could have given them one game or two good games, but he wasn't going to carry them through. So
it's still gutsy.
It is gutsy, and I think Tokarski showed very well. Certainly he handled pressure very well, but you could see the flaws in his game the more he played. He's not very explosive side to side. He plays deep in the net, so he's only 5'11", and he looks smaller. The good news is, if he is there next year, and I'm not sure that's a lock, because Budaj is there for one more year, Tokarski can go back to the minor leagues if he has to, or be moved because he's got some market value. Stefan Waite's going to work with him.
If we're having this conversation 1 year ago, you know what we're talking about? The Ottawa Senators, with the goaltender in Craig Anderson and the defenseman in Carlson and Spezza up front and all these guys looking forward. And look what happened to them. So that's the one thing you have to be concerned about when you overachieve. It's very hard to match that a second time.
It'll be interesting to see how the Rangers do in the Stanley Cup final, because if they put up a fight, which I think is what a lot of people think they might do if they look optimistically on the Rangers, I'm not sure anybody's going to pick them to win the Cup. But if they do fine, then the Canadians, by comparison, mm-hmm. will look the same. If the Rangers get embarrassed, then how good were the Canadians really? And that is going to be taken forward into next season in terms of assessing what Montreal might do after this year. That's it for TSN, the Reporters Podcast. Till next time, thanks for being with us this time.